This painting is almost 3.5 feet wide and more than 2 feet tall. It depicts the titular Ville d'Avray, a small town between Paris and Versailles. We're presented with a quiet scene that seems very much like what we might have expected to see if we walked into that village in 1865 when Corot painted it. Roughly half the composition is taken up by the sky. We see little patches of blue sky peeking through, but overall the sky is mostly covered in a mix of wispy and puffy white clouds. We can tell there is sunshine, though. Looking out, we see signs of what this village is like. Along the left side of the image, on slightly higher ground, there seems to be a road. We can see a few houses along it, the largest of which has 3 stories, and the rest of which we see only small facades. They're a dull yellowish-white color, which is typical of France. Also on either side of the road, we see various trees, several of which are taller than the tallest building. Their grayish-green leaves are a bit hazy, not precisely painted. Some of the trees seem to have lost some of their leaves because the branches are visible. One tree at the far left seems to have yellow foliage, which might suggest we're looking at an autumn scene. In the middle ground, we can see a few people, though they're quite small in comparison to the larger parts of the image, so it's not clear exactly what they're doing. One seems to be bending over and gathering something on the ground. 2 others crouch down and face one another. The figure closest to us has his back turned, but seems to be holding a bundle of sticks. That figure is in the center, and he seems to be at the edge of a pond, which stretches out to our and his right. It has a number of plants growing up in and around it, but little dabs of blue and white suggest water that's reflecting the sky. The vegetation in the foreground is long and thin, splaying out left and right. They seem tall enough that it might be difficult to walk through. It's dark, but seems to be a mix of greens, browns, and orangey reds. Beyond the lake or pond, we can see another building, likely a house or perhaps a farm building, with an open window surrounded by blue shutters. The area next to it seems like it may have been cleared, perhaps suggesting a farm.